Тема сегодняшняя
today,
называется «Хождение в Его славе». Я хочу, чтобы вы меня очень внимательно сегодня послушали, потому что то, что я буду говорить, я ни в коем случае не закончу эту тему. Я всего лишь ее начну. Когда мне Дух Святой позволит о ней говорить еще, я не знаю, но сегодня я буду говорить об этом.
Знаете, у меня разного рода и характера темы, но эта тема ближе всего является к моему сердцу. Это то, в чем я пребываю, это то, о чем я мечтаю, это то, куда я иду и движусь, и хочу всех прихватить с собой.
Хождение в Его славе. Вы знаете, что хождение в Его славе, что это значит? Вы знаете, мы никогда не слышим
we
темы на этот вопрос. Мы нас никогда не посвящают. Нас
we are
научили с вами быть где-то там,
we
никому не видным,
there,
никому не заметным. Где-то там, где надо быть в уголке и просто ждать чего-то, кого-то, когда-то.
Somebody,
может быть, в нашу жизнь придет какой-то прорыв. Хождение
sort of
в славе. Бог говорит, прославляющих меня,
I will
Итак,
praise. Isn't it so?
What is it
to be praised by God himself? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought about this? What does it mean when God is praising you? What is it
люди, которые
when
не хотят знать тебя, знают.
Know you, they know
когда одно твое слово является каким-то динамитом, который меняет судьбы
sort of
тысяч людей. Ты знаешь, что такое слава
people?
Божья? Это когда
God
он идет,
is when
слушайте
he
меня
is
внимательно,
going,
он прихватывает тебя.
And he's taking you along with him.
Вы слышите меня?
You hear me?
И не мог,
and,
слушайте сюда,
listen here.
Когда ты
when
поднят Богом
have been
в своем
поколении,
когда люди начинают знакомиться с Богом, почему-то они начинают знакомиться с Богом и с
тобой. For some reason, they encounter Are you? You understand what I'm saying?
Почему-то имя Бога.
For some reason, the name of God. I am God of Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, and Jacob. Explain to me. I don't know. Does God need these people? Why does he need to introduce himself as the God of people? I don't get it. You're God. What are the people for? Church, do you understand me? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What are they for? Oh, my dear ones, when I go, God is saying, I am taking you along with me. You hear me? It speaks about that when God is moving, for some reason, he's moving by you. Does anybody understand me here?
Through you.
God needs to move here, and he needs people that walk in his glory, and through those people only he can appear
полностью, тотально проданных людей, он может
those people that have been sold out to God, that he can move on this earth. And sometimes we are amazed. Where is this success from? Where are these monies from? Where is this popularity? God is telling people to sell homes and just bring it before his feet. Explain to me. Was this done before somewhere? I remember in the book of Acts.
I remember
somewhere someone sold their house and households and things, and they brought it before the feet of apostles. And I'm more and more amazed where we at and where we're heading. And my dear ones, and woe to those that speak against this ministry negatively. The God himself protects it. If you have ever said something negative, repent right now, because you will see that you cannot go against his glory. By talking against his anointed people, you talk against his glory. This is why our churches are empty and God is not there, because our tongue is too long. You hear me or not? Our tongues are too long. We have an opinion about everyone.
Ты меня только спроси.
You just ask me.
Я тебе расскажу.
I will tell you
who
Шаповалов is.
Ты не знаешь меня.
You don't know me.
Oh, ты не знаешь.
You don't know me.
Ты не был там.
You were not there.
Когда Бог приходит ко мне.
Where God comes to
ты
me.
Ты не знаешь, что он
you
говорит
don't know what he tells
мне. И поэтому будь
and
осторожным.
That is why be careful with your
sayings
towards me and ministry and you know, fellow
говорить,
anointed people. I do not fear to say this because I know who I serve. And I ask you a question. Do you know who you serve?
С твоими высказываниями.
With your sayings and phrases. My dear ones.
Бог творит чудеса.
God is creating
Amen?
miracles.
И я это вижу, and I и see я продолжаю it, вам and говорить. Чудеса to tell you this. Во всех сферах.
Signs and wonders in every area. If you need financial breakthrough and financial miracle, if God is doing it, it will happen. If you need physical miracle, it will happen because you walk in His glory.
Знаете, почему иногда
you know
Бог
why
делает, например,
God sometimes puts you under pressure so everybody will have their say. So then he will have the last say. God was waiting for such a while. Okay, all of you, just say it. Say it all. Come on, we're collecting everybody's opinion. What about you? What about you? And then God has an opinion, and he says what he thinks. You know, the important thing for me is his opinion. Oh, let God say what he has to say about you. To walk in his glory, he is taking you along. Do you want to be where he is?
Oh! Там, где будет появляться его движение, почему-то оно будет связано. Мне всегда была мечта.
I've always had this dream.
Я Бог Андрея.
I am God of Andre. You hear me?
Знаете что?
You know what?
Я репрезентирую царство Бога.
The kingdom of God.
Ты репрезентируешь царство Бога.
You represent the kingdom of God. Explain to me. By looking at you,
Бога видят окружающие.
What kind of God?
Ты мне расскажи.
Do people that surround you see?
Oh, ты можешь не любить меня,
yes, you can not love me, but I will show you my live God.
Ты слышишь меня?
You hear me?
Я не боюсь говорить,
I do not fear
to
say this, that he lives amongst the signs and wonders. I do not fear to say that I walk in his glory. I learn to walk with him. I like to be where he is. I love it. Some people say this is not popular. Hold on. In about a year, it will be quite popular. It's just you haven't caught up with it. Amen? Some people say,
его одежда,
his clothes,
его вот этот микрофон,
his microphone over here. You know, you need to have the one that you hold in your hand and behind a podium. An interesting thing is you're watching this. There's more and more of our guys started wearing jeans during ceremonies. I'm serious. For some reason, it's more popular now. I don't wear it just because it's cool. I wear them because I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
I'm a
sports kind of guy, and I like to move during my preaching, and my sermon is me, and I am my sermon. And when you see me, you see my sermon, and when you hear my sermon, you see me. Walking in his glory. What is it?
It's talking about
that I don't care about your great opinion about me.
It speaks about that I
only care about his opinion towards me, and I only care about what he showed me and where he is leading me.
И те, которые плевались, сегодня начинают уважать.
И те, которые атаковали, сегодня начинают уважать. Now repent. Why? Because when God takes you with him,
и когда люди постоянно, знаете, люди говорят, начинают нарываться больше и больше, и чаще, и чаще. Потому что у Бога на этой земле есть очень много помазанных, сильных людей, которые не разделились. И если ты видишь этого помазанника, слушай тебе внимательно, это значит на этом месте будет
движение Духа Святого.
Не потому что он крутой, а потому что он ходит в Его. Потому что то, что он говорит, является
is the heart of God. What are you saying? Who are you moving with? Where are you moving? Walking in His glory. You know, a lot of people want His glory, but they don't want Him. Does anybody understand me?
Они хотят его славы,
they want his glory,
его.
But they don't want him.
Многие люди, a lot of people, пишут свидетельства, write testimonies, смотря нас по телевизору.
Just by seeing us on TV, you know, hearing our sermons, and I tell you,
слушайте внимательно.
Listen to me very carefully.
Я не знаю,
I
что
do
ты
not
видишь. Потому что, когда я говорю, я с этой
speak,
стороны
I'm from this side,
экрана.
On other side of the TV screen. You hear me?
Я не знаю,
I
каким меня Бог рисует
how God
в твоих глазах.
Painting me in your eyes. You hear me?
Потому что когда
because
Он берет тебя
he
с собой,
takes you with
почему-то
him,
я никто в своих глазах.
I'm a nobody in my
но
eyes,
but for some reason
you look totally different on the other side of the screen.
Что это?
What is this?
Это Его слава.
It is His glory, church.
Это Его слава. It is His glory. И люди, наблюдая за славой, по ту сторону
you know, экрана. Думаю,
что они
think
нуждаются в этом.
Нет.
Слушай сюда.
Listen
это
here.
Не я.
This is not me.
Это его слава.
This is his glory. You hear me?
Мое.
My.
Мое желание,
my
моя жажда
desire,
быть всегда только с Ним. И если ты видел меня и слышишь меня сейчас, это уже не я, потому что слава Божья двинулась, и я уже ушел. И ты сейчас видишь вчерашний день.
You're seeing yesterday's day.
Yes, тебе это нужно.
You need
возьми
this. Grasp onto
но ни в коем случае не зависай на
этом. You don't get stuck on it.
Слава движется.
The glory is moving.
Вот почему развелось.
This is why
так много
we
мертвого.
Have so many
потому что мы
dead things because we got stuck on слава. Yesterday's glory.
Помните?
Remember
Иисуса Навина?
Joshua.
Помним, да?
Remember him?
Вы знаете вообще, почему он
you
был избран
why
Богом
he was chosen by
стать следующей
God
личностью,
the,
которая
next,
ведет миллионы людей
person that would lead the millions of people into the promised land.
Он любил Бога.
He loved God, you hear me?
Он не отлучался
he
от
not,
ковчега и от скинии.
From the ark or from the tabernacle.
Когда... Давайте when, прочитаем это место, чтобы не быть дословным. Вы уже
scripture.
Потихонечку включаемся?
Are you guys connecting oh, yeah. with what I'm saying?
Отлично.
Okay,
Исход 33:11.
Exodus 33:11.
Исход 33:11. И говорил Господь с Моисеем лицом к лицу, как бы говорил кто с другом своим. И он возвращался в стан.
The Lord used to speak to
слушайте
Moses
face
to face. Just as the man speaks to his friends when Moses returned
юноша,
to the camp, his
юноша,
servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, young man would not depart from the tent. You hear me?
Не отлучался от скинии. Он Моисей
Moses
взял, побыл с Богом
was
и
there
идет
with
назад
God,
к своим делам.
You know, going back to his things, but this young man, Joshua, he was just laying
а
right next to the
лежит,
tent. He's laying
сидит,
there, sitting there,
Богом.
And he's with God.
Дорогие мои,
my dear ones,
мы должны с вами жаждать Его,
him,
а не искать Его славы.
Это
хорошо, когда тебя привлекает Его слава, но не слава тебе нужна. Тебе нужен Он, который покрывает тебя своей славой. Когда ты прославляешь Его,
him,
как ты прославляешь Его?
Him?
Своей жизнью.
With your life.
Своим тотальным посвящением и послушанием.
And
как я прославляю Его? Я умираю. Андрей умирает с каждым днем и становится Бога больше. Ты будешь становиться популярней, успешней и помазанней, когда тебя будет становиться меньше. Бог не помазывает плоть. Запомни. Если твоя плоть еще имеет какой-то кайф от этого,
enjoyment from that, remember.
You
know, sometimes certain things come out of me, some sort of misunderstanding and things, and I catch myself, oh, Andre, that's it, die. He's in the way, you hear me? He's in the way.
He's in my way to come into his
glory totally. And when I find these things, I put it under control. This flesh.
Кто хочет ходить в славе?
Those of you who wants to walk in the glory here.
Слава Богу.
Half of this room, praise the Lord.
Я понимаю, некоторые боятся.
I understand some fear. You know, walking in the glory, you know, you can get killed from it. You think it's funny?
Когда Израиль увидел славу
when Israel saw the glory of God,
убежали назад и сказали Моисей.
They ran away and said, Moses, you can be friends with God. Amen.
Они сказали для нас.
He said, I mean, they said, this is a little scary for us.
А Иисус сын Навин.
Joshua would not depart from the tent. When I remember Samuel, the small guy, there was this Eli, the priest, and then there was the sons, those that were just doing wrong things, you know. And it is written that Samuel was small, and yet he was always next to that covenant, Ark of Covenant. And God started talking to him in the childhood. He didn't know his voice. He said, Eli, are you calling me?
No.
Eli, are you calling me? No. Go to
да
sleep.
Нет,
no,
меня.
You were calling
да
me. And he said, no, I'm not calling you. God is calling you. When he will call you, say, your
хождение
servant is listening to you
славе.
To walk in his glory. You think you see me? You don't see me.
Дорогие
my dear ones,
как нам нужно с вами раствориться
we need to just
славе.
Disappear in his glory.
Вы даже не представляете, если вы хотите иметь успех. Дорогие мои, я удивляюсь, как я могу сидеть с детьми и есть мороженое, и смотреть канал Discovery Channel.
Fishes swimming in the sea, and in the meantime, thousands of people meet God from this sermon. Glory, it's moving. What do I need for the glory to move? What is the secret of glory? Total obedience to God. Today, I'll tell you what is it to be obedient. Some do not understand. I probably need to pray and fast many, many times. No. I probably need to move in some sort of direction and finish some sort of great school to have knowledge. No, you need total obedience to God. If he said, then do it. No matter how dumb it might look. Oh, Joshua, what a wise person. Walk around the walls, then walk around the walls. When I read the word of God, all of these anointed people, these great men and women of God, not only they were walking in the glory of God, they were living and they died in His glory. You couldn't even touch the bones, the people would come back alive. The bones were in the glory. Explain that to me.
This
is dead. I mean, you know, and the dead man touched. You know, the bones, and he came back to life. What is that? Glory, glory. I want to be in the glory. Everything that touches you will be sanctified.
Everything that will hear you and see you,
they're not going to see you, they'll see God through you. If they see you, that's it, you missed it. Oh, the secret, only the spiritual people caught it.
If
they see you, still see you, they have to thank this case under the name of Andrei Shapovalov, but I know it's not me. It's not me. It's him. You want to know what I live in? Sometimes I preach certain things that the Holy Spirit tells me. I listen to him. But this particular one is the one what I live. And this is my sermon here. Walking in His glory. How do I want to walk in His glory? How I want to walk even in the greater glory? How I want to see His signs and wonders and miracles through me, through my flesh, through you, through this simple earthly man. The great name of God would be glorified. How do we accomplish it? By being obedient to Him. By listening to Him. He said, pour the water upon the sacrifice. Okay. Elijah, pour out the water. But God, the water is not burning. We're not putting fire into it. The priests of Baal, they were, wasting half a day, nothing happened. And God said, pour water, more water, more water. To this degree, there were it's all just dripping with water. And now watch, because it's not you. Elijah,
and
I don't need your natural, tinder and wood. When I said it'll burn, not only the sacrifice will burn, the rocks will burn, and the water, and the place where this altar was built, because you listen to me, because you walk in my glory. How I want to walk even in a deeper glory. This is my dream. What do I need for this? Total full obedience to God. You know why I'm hated by so many? Because I never listen to what they tell me. You think it's bad?
Well,
then I'm the worst kind of person. That is so good. I feel so good. You know why God cannot move in lives of many Christians? Because they listen to everyone besides their God. God is telling you, do this. Well, no, Lord. We discussed this with our brothers, and we thought, this is not logical. I talked to my deacon, to my brothers here, with my family, and they said that I'll just look bad when I'll pour water upon the logs, I'll look strange. I really don't care how I look when I'm putting water on the logs. I care about the fire coming down or not. You're going to try to get the matches going, and it's not going to work. You know?
Хождение в Его славе. Вы меня понимаете?
You understand me?
Заходит что-то чуть-чуть.
Is something getting in the inside of you?
Иисус!
Jesus!
Приведи нас в действие.
Bring us into action.
Слушайте сюда внимательно.
Listen to me very carefully. Second thing.
Слава, когда
Second
приходит,
moment, when the glory comes,
она всегда, запомните,
it always, remember, it
отходит.
It always departs.
Знаете почему?
You know why?
Чтобы влечь тебя снова.
To attract you even more.
Знаете, почему
you
она
know
уходит?
Why it departs?
Потому что Он
Because
имеет для тебя большее помазание.
More anointing
Потому
for
что
you.
Он имеет
Because
для тебя лучшее.
He has better things for
Потому
you.
Что Он влечет
Because
тебя
he
абсолютно
is
в другое,
you and leading
а
you
ты застрял
to different,
на вчерашнем.
And yet you're stuck on the yesterday.
Его слава
his glory
обновляется, Его милость
renews, His mercy renews. He's moving.
О, дорогие мои.
Oh, my dear ones.
Мы
We
часто
often get
на старой
stuck on
славе.
Old glory.
Мы застреем на старой
We
славе.
Get stuck
смотрите,
on old glory. And look what happens.
Происходит то,
This is what happens.
Что люди не
and
понимают.
What happens is that people
И духовные
do not understand. And the spiritual
говорят,
babies,
Бог
they say,
ушел.
God left.
Бог не ушел.
God did not leave.
Бог отошел.
God stepped away.
Чтобы влечь тебя.
To draw you
Некоторые
in.
Люди всего
Some
лишь
people
раз в своей жизни пережили славу Бога.
One time felt the glory of God in their life, and now 50 years they keep remembering.
А Бог уже влечет тебя в другое.
Drawing you into something
Почему
else?
Заканчивается старая
Why
слава?
Does the old glory
Потому что
end?
Есть
Because
новая,
there's new,
большая.
Bigger.
Потому что теперь
Because
у тебя запросы другие.
You have different things that you request. Now your spirit it grew, and now you want more. Why? So you can grow, and when you grow, the glory grows that is upon you, and the name of God is being praised and magnified more and more in the people, amongst the people. The glory of God is moving. Spiritual babies, they just fall off when the glory departs. And then when the glory comes, a lot of babies gather. Listen here. And we enjoyed, hallelujah. They've gotten into the glory. It did not come through them. For them, it's confusing. Oh, it's here and now it's gone? What is this? God ran away.
Расслабься.
Relax.
Я в Боге уже 17 лет. В настоящем Боге, не в
real God, 17 years, not the dead God, the real God. Listen here.
В живом
In the live God, 17 years now, and you know, His glory always departs for a time. Always. Moses would get that, you know, shiny face off, you know.
Моисей, почему
so
ты
he would
же был
go back
с Богом?
To the tent
почему
again?
Сияние лица твоего?
Why, Moses, you were with God? How come this, you know, this light gets off your face?
Идти
you know what?
В новое.
To go and search for new things.
Идти в новое.
Into new things.
Перестань кидаться в обморок, когда
Stop losing consciousness
Это значит,
when something stops.
Остановиться.
That means it has
Бога
to be stopped. And God
больше.
Has something bigger.
А вот было.
Oh, we used
Забудь,
to
что было.
Forget what used
Плохо
to be.
Было, хорошо
Good or bad,
было. Забудь.
Forget it.
Бог
God
движется.
Is moving.
Ты не можешь
you
его
cannot
поймать и всю
catch
жизнь
him
наслаждаться.
And all your life enjoy.
Не видел еще ни одного
I've
движения,
never seen
которое не
a single movement that did not stop.
Почему?
Why?
Потому что Бог
Because
не собирается делать
God
одно.
Is not planning on doing the same All thing over and over your whole life.
Почему Бог так делает?
Why is God doing
да
it?
Потому что
so,
Он всегда новый.
Because He's always new. Not because
опа,
today
а завтра,
is
опа.
He's today is doing this and tomorrow
Я
He's doing that.
Бог.
And
Бог не может
God
помочь себе.
Cannot
Он
help
меняется
himself.
Автоматически.
He's changing automatically.
До кого-то дошло или слишком?
Did anybody get this or is this too hard?
Знаете, что это такое?
You know what
я
this
как
is?
Бы не религиозный человек и
I'm
не знаю,
like,
как это по-религиозному звучать должно.
I'm not a religious
вот
person and I don't
говорю.
Even know how to put,
делает,
put this into religious
reboot.
Words. So I say he's
refresh.
Doing a reboot, a refresh, reload.
И всякий раз,
and every
ты,
time,
только ты сказал,
as soon you say, this is God, he's right here, you open it, he's not there. Why? Because God said, I can't do it, I'm different today. Do you get it? Do you get me? Oh, God left. No, I didn't leave. I'm different. Now you just have to jump a little different, to scream something else, maybe run around in the building, and then you'll find me.
Sorry, дети, не могу
Sorry, children,
сделать
I
собой.
Can't do anything with myself.
This
is written, I make all things new. I can't help myself, I can't. This is my nature, children. Every time, oh, you think daddy's this way and daddy's this way. Now dad has other presents, other hairstyles and whatnot. This is the nature of God. You think you have different nature? No, you're the same way. Why do you constantly rearrange your furniture in the house? We'll put it in this corner, in that corner. Why? Because you want something new. Or, you know, buying different furniture.
Хождение в его славе.
Walking in his glory.
Что это значит? Это значит, ты унижаешь Бога, когда ищешь его.
That means you put God down when you search for him the way he was
yesterday. When I was writing this sermon, the Holy Spirit came upon me and I was crying. He said, son, tell my children, they bring me down when they remember me the way I was yesterday. I am different today. This is me. I'm different. Search me and follow me. Follow me. I'm different. I'm new. I'm totally new. I have so much more for you. Stop remembering the things of yesterday. Have more. And God is saddened by that because there's all he's surrounded by spiritual babies. I've met many of people when they remember, oh, when we were young, we had this, and I was just getting the presents, and I would get all goosebumps. Goosebumps is not God. Goosebumps is the reaction of your body towards a little drop of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And they say, wow, if we could get goosebumps now. I don't need goosebumps. God is not in the goosebumps. He's different. Yesterday he was in the storm. Today he's in the calmness. And as soon as we get used to the calmness, God starts screaming and your ears hurt. And you say, this is not God. No, it is God. You just need to awaken. Oh, Jesus. You know who can move after him? The ones that know his voice. You hear me, oh church, do you know his voice? You know his voice in the quietest, most calmest, maybe preacher, and you'll also find his voice, maybe the one that is just like totally different. Maybe does not look traditional, because God moves every day. If you know his voice, why does God need all these tricks? Because God hates religion. Religion is death. My dear ones, hear me. Remember? The desert. How many of you remember manna in the desert? Please tell me. Why in yesterday's manna worms appear? I mean, it's God's, right? Слушайте сюда очень внимательно.
Listen to me careful here.
Перестань
Stop
есть
eating
черви.
Worms.
Ты, может, я все-таки докричусь до тебя.
Maybe I'll just, you know, get to you. Maybe in 5 years, but I'll get to you.
Перестань
Stop
гоняться
chasing
за червями.
The worms.
Бог,
God,
зачем Богу нужно
why does God need
эти фокусы
to create all these tricks with this mana? Explain to me.
Зачем?
Why?
Сделал на неделю.
Yeah, you've created it for a week and just
ну,
take
Бог,
a rest.
Что,
what, God, you have nothing else to do?
Манка.
Every day, new manna. Next day, new manna. And it is written that the Hebrews collected lots and lots of manna. And God said, mostly they were Hebrews, but I'm sure a couple of Egyptians were not with them, but a majority of them, they were Hebrews. They gathered tubs of them. They put them everywhere in their clothes. Manna everywhere, and they said, we're going to eat now. The following day, it was worms, and it was just smelled bad. You hear me?
Do
you know that our Christianity is smelling bad right now? Hello? Holy Spirit is on the line. Our Christianity is smelling bad because it's yesterday's church. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so maybe I will be understood wrong. I'm not attacking people. I hate worms. God is always different. And right now, you're looking at me, on TV, and it's not me already. I've moved. I'm in a different place now. If you're listening to me on the internet, it's not me. This is yesterday's things. God is already different in my life. Stop searching for this. Search for God. As soon as you find Him, you'll always be fresh. You'll always be different. You'll always be new. You know why?
Одних проповедников ты не можешь дослушать.
Some preachers you cannot get enough of.
Одно и то же.
Oh, not enough of. You just can't
черви.
Just stand
оставьте
the preaching. All there is just warms and warms and warms and more warms.
А другого ты ждешь.
And another preacher, you're just waiting. And it just never stops. And more revelations. Always something new.
Ты с Богом. Как часто бывает?
How often are you with God?
Как часто ты собираешь?
How often do you collect the fresh revelations from Him?
Церковь.
Oh, church.
Бог
God
is not just,
He's not just making tricks with manna, nothing else to do in heaven. Every day, new meal. Angels were making manna, you know, chefs. And, you know, feeding 40 years, feeding manna. Every morning they cook new batch. Angels were in shock. God was teaching them this principle. God was teaching them a principle. His principle. He doesn't need manna.
Oh.
This is the nature of God. You hear me?
In
manna, through that example, he was teaching them, I am different tomorrow. And you know, some people say, you're going against God. This is blasphemy. No. I'm not eating yesterday's manna. I'm not blaspheming here. There's worms in that meal. You're not right. This is from God. Yes, this is from God. But now there's worms. Why? Because God is different today.
Oh.
Again, they'll say, again, he's attacking us. I'm not attacking anyone. I'm just cleansing your mind right now. The ones that have been, you know, stopped. Sorry, I'm truthful. And I always say something new. God loves me this way, and you have to love me too.
Amen.
Amen.
Man.
God is showing us His nature in these things.
Нехуштан,
for instance, the quiet, not far off, this was from God. God said, Moses, you know, create a copper snake. There was this period in Israel where the snakes were attacking the Israel, and God created this help to them. Whoever looks upon the snake with faith, he will not die. Okay, the snakes stopped, you know, biting, but Nehushtan became a god. And people cannot get it. This is God's revelation. Yes, but now it's a religious occult. You hear me? I believe that you heard me. What is a religious occult? It means that right now the devil is using it. You know why? Because God stepped away from it. And now those that do not know His voice always will go and feed off yesterday's manna. Why? Because they cannot. Why can't they understand this? Because worms taste differently from manna. You give them manna, they spit it back up. This is not of God. Oh, that one's crawling. Catch it. This is yesterday's worm. Grab it. Listen to me, my loved ones. I want you to take this principle once and for all. God is always fresh. He is always moving absolutely in other things, absolutely different things. He's searching for those people that forget the past and go into the future. No matter what would happen in your life, forget what happened yesterday, because it is not God now. It's just a great story. Oh, Jesus, why do you need to do this? God is testing. And by this, he knows who his children
Он
are.
Знает,
he knows
дети,
who his children are because I am not searching
того,
for what я happened yesterday. I am searching for him.
Есть люди, которые
there
не
are
понимают,
those people that do not understand.
Славой,
they chase yesterday's glory that has been taken away. And then from this glory, God is no longer there.
Вот
this is why there's a spiritual warfare in different, two different fields. Yesterday's manna and today's manna. And Christianity has been divided because that is God's revelation. But it's yesterday's revelation. And now this is the new revelation of God.
Люди никак не могут понять.
People cannot understand. They chase this, they chase that. As soon as they catch it, it's not even it anymore. You hear me? You understand me?
Oh,
we need to do encounters, and God just moved in a different direction now.
Oh,
we need the spiritual warfare or other things, and God went into a prophetic movement, signs, visions, prophetic art, pictures, and move with God.
Oh,
I don't feel him the way I felt him yesterday.
Why?
Because he's totally different today.
Oh,
today God didn't show up. No, you just didn't find him. You didn't find him. Why? Because God said, those that will seek me with all their hearts, he's not sitting on the sidelines and say, come here. No, no, no. He said, those that will look for me. And not just say, oh, God, I want you. Oh, great. I understand you're a great big God and you're busy and that's it. I'm going. Those that will search for me. You have to dig and find. Dig and try to find. Why does God need to do this? I told you. He cannot not to. This is his nature. I create all things new. Walking in his glory, he takes you along. And what is not popular right now, only one reason, because you went ahead of your time.
And
after your death, people start to understand who was alive amongst them. Because when you walk in his glory, you're like ahead of your time. You're out of this, you know, world. My dear ones, walking in his glory. This is what draws me. This is what just explodes me every morning, why I'm always different. This is why we can do something and people will not be ready for it. Because I only have one rule. I do only what God tells me to do. How many times people used to, and they still try. You can't even imagine. They try to fix me, change my clothes, take my words away. Can you just imagine? The God himself, 17 years ago, came to me. I've had this, I was in a trance for 6 hours, and he looked me in the eyes and said, never, ever, never, never change. You hear me?
Именно такого! Я тебя хочу.
I want you this way, and by this method, I'll gather my children.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ты не веришь?
You don't believe me? Hold on. Just wait a little bit.
Все нормально. Вы знаете, что я верю Богу больше, чем себе.
That I believe God more than I believe myself.
Я верю ему больше,
I believe
чем
him more than I believe myself. I can be shocked.
Ты Бога вообще чем-то удивить можешь?
Can you just shock God with something that you do on this earth? Oh, I sinned. As if God says, okay, that's it. I've had enough of you. Get out of here. As if his blood does not cover your past and your future. You know what is complete sacrifice? It means it's just it covered everything. And my dumb mind too. God covered everything. He covers everything. Oh my dear ones. Are you receiving something for yourself? I, of course, I will absolutely not finish the sermon, but this is just the, you know, first episode, maybe half of an episode. This topic is so broad and so big, walking in his glory. It's him drawing you, and you are drawn by him. And people do not understand. They say, you were better 2 years ago. And that's it. It's not me. Not me anymore. They say, you were a little more calmer back then. And yet God is moving you further. Obedience, my dear ones. Do you know the secret to success is obedience?
Никогда не ищи.
Never search for yesterday glory, because by doing that you bring God down.
Он уже давным-давно на другом.
He is on in a different place. This is why manna was always fresh every morning. God is on this earth, my dear ones. He can only move through the people that walk in His glory.
Он не может двигаться и прославлять плоть, потому что только великий Бог. Только
Almighty God, as soon as He goes into you and starts to use you,
you'll
be blown apart into pieces because your flesh is not able to carry God. Who is able to carry God? The ones that are dead or in the process of death of a human. And when Paul says, I need to diminish and for Him to grow. And this is why those people that walk in the glory of God at the end of their life, they're twice as greater than they were in the beginning. You know, only God can give this. In the world, everything is different. When you're young, you just take everything upon yourself. You look great. You have an awesome business. And then when you're old, you're all wrinkly and just... I understand they do facelifts and whatnot, silicones everywhere. I understand you look a little better. But listen to me here. You know what it is? Americans have the saying, 15-minute fame. You know? Success or glory for 15 minutes. It means that you're given 15 minutes and everybody's clapping to you. In about 15 minutes, another guy's there and everybody forgot about you. And you used to be actor, used to be weightlifter. You know, used to be runner, used to be bodybuilder, used to be writer. You know, in the past is scary. But when you walk in His glory, you leave this place on a chariot of fire. You hear me, church? Because the last is always bigger than the first. What is this? It does not happen. People just wither when they get old, but in the glory, they just get more power. The glory of God, they get more power, and towards the end of their life, they are great people. Look at everyone. We look at the great big people from this book. When they would leave, they'd leave in the glory, and you know, in success. Why? Because they were carriers of glory. Obedience, my dear ones. Obedience to Him opens up the heavens. Obedience to Him opens the heavens. What destroys the glory of God in your life?
Непослушание.
Disobedience. You hear me?
Я хочу, чтобы вы не относились к этим вещам просто так. Это очень простая вещь. Некоторые люди думают, грех меня отлучил от Бога. Не грех.
Don't think God separated you from not God. Sin separated you from God. Please tell me what separated Adam and Eve with God? Disobedience. Not, you know? Everything starts with disobedience. Remember King David? Why? Remember Saul? Take Saul. You know why the kingdom was taken away from him? Disobedience. Let's read that scripture. Look what happens. 1 Samuel 15:22.
И отвечал Самуил: Неужели все сожжения и жертвы?
And Samuel said, Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed
ибо непокорность ей такой же грех, как волшебство. И противление тоже, что и идолопоклонство.
As the sin of divination and in subordination is an iniquity and idolatry because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king. Can you just imagine what separates you with your call or the beginning of your walk is either obedience or disobedience. David was sinning like, I don't know, like maybe, yeah, there was other kings that sinned, but he was seriously sinning. The one thing that was holding him afloat was obedience. That's why he was always close to God. He was always His Son. He was always walking in His glory. Even when he had made mistakes, he would come back. Disobedience, church. Please tell me, what can be scarier than idolatry and witchcraft? Nothing. people would be killed for that in the Old Testament. Can you just imagine if God is, you know, comparing that to disobedience? What is this church? How? I simply did not listen, did not obey, my dear ones. It is a great spiritual principle. You know why I'm here and do what I do, and God is doing what He does through us by one reason. It's total obedience to Him. No matter what others say, and I talk to him, he says, don't do that, and I don't do it. I've lost relationships with great, knowing people. I'm not going to name their names. You know why? Because I did not do what they told me to do. Please tell me, are you ready to lose everything and everyone for obedience to God? Then you will walk in His glory.
If his
opinion is bigger than God's, remember, never, you will never carry His glory. People have to see, not you, but they have to look through you, and they have to see God, and when they encounter you, they have to encounter God. But this case, Andrei Shapovalov, they could just say, thank you, Andrei. And then you become even more emptier, and towards the end of your life, I have this dream, like Paul had. I don't live. I don't want to live. Yeah, there are certain parts of me show up. I kill it once I find it. But they still come out. They show up sometimes. Here he is. What are you doing here? I thought you died. No, you didn't die. My dear ones, carriers of His glory. What is it to carry His glory? It means you leave this earth. Everything that was accomplished through you by God remains on this earth. You hear me? Those that do not carry His glory, they die, and the memory goes out with them. The carriers of God's glory, they never leave this earth.
If you would just understand me,
what I mean,
for
me, certain books of some anointed great men of God are more alive than the neighbors that are around my house. They haven't been alive for many years, but when I open the book, yes, he's dead, but he still speaks to me. He speaks. You know why? Because he carried the glory, and the glory is alive. You want to live? Carry His glory. You want to walk in the success? You want books to be written about you? Oh, well, I don't know. This is so prideful, probably. If you walk in the glory, no matter what you do, they will write about you. They'll write books. Because they're not writing about you. Understand me, please. They're writing about Smith Wigglesworth. Secret of his power. Where's Smith Wigglesworth? Oh, in the beginning, there was just some info about him. And further on, it's Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. And at the end, there's no Smith Wigglesworth. All there is one glory to his God. What is this? God needs a case, something. Just like the devil, remember, he cannot move by himself. He needs a dedicated person.
He did not,
you know, made this up. He copied this off God. You know, he's good at copying things and just by, you know, distorting things. God was always moving through His anointed people. You have to dream that when you speak, it's not you speaking. So when you pray, or no matter where you would pray, where you would move, it's not you, it's His glory moving. Oh, God, let us have the understanding of Your glory. I understand. For church, this sermon is what? What? Because nobody is teaching about His glory. These sermons are closed in the church. This is why I cannot get to some people. But God wants to raise up the carriers of His glory. He is searching for people that finally will die for themselves. Die for themselves. You want success? Die.
Ты хочешь успеха?
You want success.
Умри.
Die.
Носители Его славы.
Carriers of His glory.
О, сейчас поднимается это поколение.
This generation is raising up church.
Вы даже не представляете.
You can't even imagine.
Я вижу это
во снах. I see it. I see it in my dreams. I see these carriers of God's glory. You will see with your own eyes what you've not seen and what apostles have not seen. Listen to me. God needs to be praised on this earth, and someone needs to die so He will do this. He is searching for those people. Those that are dead men walking, he's searching for them. Those that will say bye-bye to their fathers and mothers, to deacons and brothers and sisters. He's searching for those that will say goodbye to their dreams and say, here is me, send me. He is searching for those that will finally just die and stop running after their ambitions and dreams and say, here is me, God. I don't care about anything else except you. I want more and more and more of you. I want to be more and more and deeper in you and carry this glory. I understand the sermon is a little different than what I usually say, but if you want to know what I think about it and I pray for it, this is it right here. Holy Spirit, just let me talk about this. Believe me, I have sermons that church is not ready for. Believe me.
Не готова.
They're not ready.
Но Дух Святой разрешит.
But the Holy Spirit will let me say, I believe that I wait for that day.
О, Иисус.
Oh, Jesus.
Я жду.
I wait.
Свежей славы.
For fresh glory. Because all the words have to be accompanied by works and deeds. Dream about His glory. Be like Joshua. I don't care that Moses left the tent. Stop chasing people. Be next to the tent. Be next to the tabernacle. Stop getting hooked on persons and personalities. Yes, you got something that you need out of them. Turn it off and go pray. Receive your own revelation. Stop chasing people. No one will help you. And what you see on TV is absolutely not God. It's God moving. It's His glory on a particular person. Don't search for that. Search for God. He has an original for you. He has something special for you. When you will be in His glory, people will not be able not to notice you because you will be a bright God's person, you know, person of God. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You know what that means? For God to be called by your name. It speaks about here that you have to represent His kingdom originally and in the right way, the truthful kind of way. So when people look at you, they see God. You hear me? Oh yeah, maybe I'm going a little far. No. Believe me. When this starts happening, you dead men, because if you have flesh upon yourself, you will get prideful and it will eat you up. All the praise, everything that comes, it will destroy you if you are not a dead man. If your flesh is not crucified, you have to say, God, I want your glory, but before that, kill me. What is this? What does this mean? That means everything that was mine is not mine no more. Is no longer mine. How I dream for this generation to raise up that God, you know, God would use their names to call Himself. You know how He said, have you seen Job? Why do you need to speak about Job? Because Job was someone. Have you seen how he ministers me? How he serves me? When God takes you along with Him, the carriers of glory, it means is when He takes you along. And when the movement of the Holy Spirit starts, for some reason, they see you there. They hear you there. Why? Because God takes you along with Him.
Oh,
I will only be understood by those that are hungry and thirst for God's glory. If you still want to buy a new car, you're in the wrong place. If you want to, you know, bring an offering, you know, bring the car as an offering to God, then you're in the right place.
носители его славы. Моё время
carriers of God's glory. I'm running out of time.
Секрет его послушания.
Secret of his obedience.
Секрет послушания.
Secret
чтобы ходить в его славе. Секрет это послушание церкви.
Of obedience.
Если вы спросите, что это, ты молишься много? Нет.
You say, я молюсь достаточно для меня.
Yes,
I pray enough for me.
Слушаю его.
I listen to him.
Я хожу с ним. Если он мне сказал, этот человек, ты не должен быть с ним.
This person, you cannot be with him.
Я прошу прощения.
I'm sorry.
Я хожу.
And I step away.
А вопреки всем законам, я хочу, чтобы ты пошел и познакомился.
And then he would say, you know what? Against all odds and against everything, I
Бог
want you to go and meet that person. I go and do it.
Вещи,
God asks me
слушаю,
to do
почему?
These discomforting things. Why? I always listen to him.
Полное
I know
послушание.
The secret of his glory is total obedience.
Стен,
walk around the walls, Господь, Joshua. Lord, that never happened before.
Хочет,
yeah. Well, now it will. You hear me?
Перестань смотреть на то, что было.
Stop looking at things that used to be and remember what happened yesterday. God is creating everything new, and you will be a beginning of something that nobody heard or saw before.
А как это?
How is this?
Ходи в его славе.
Walk in his glory.
А почему это?
Why is that?
Я делаю все, что он мне скажет. Как бы
I do everything he tells me, no matter how dumb it
Начиная
looks.
С самого начала.
Starting from the very beginning.
Бог мне сказал.
God told me.
Делай encounters.
Do encounters.
Господь.
I said, Lord.
И знаете?
You know?
Знаете, что некоторые люди,
no, some people
видя вещи, начинают делать.
Saw these things and started doing it, but God didn't tell him to do it.
Но когда это он
when
сказал
God
тебе?
When God told you to do it.
О, дорогой мой.
Oh, my dear one.
Это он сказал.
He told you.
Это работает.
And it works.
О, дорогие мои,
my dear ones,
если Бог сказал тебе, делай вот это,
if God told you to do this or that, it will work.
Ты слышишь его голос.
Listen to his voice. If you want, right now, if you want to
как мне перейти барьер,
find out how do I step over this
сейчас?
Barrier, what does he tell you right now? Listen to me very
Иногда
carefully.
Мы настолько с вами
Sometimes
захламлены,
we're so full of things, our ears are not able to hear his voice.
Выйди от всей суеты.
Step away from all this.
Закройся и скажи.
Chaos, lock yourself up. In your room and say, this prayer will be dangerous for you, but that's how I pray all the time. Say, against all, against what everybody thinks, my friends and the church and what I do, please tell me what I have to do right now. And sometimes what I do, a certain amount of people gets up and leaves. Lord, but these 70 disciples, they were awesome. They were putting hands upon people, you know, bless. And you know what? Jesus, why would you say, eat my flesh and drink my blood? Whoa, they ran away. Why? Their time is done. You know what? Right now is the time for preparation of the apostles. Some of them have to be cut off. Jesus was killed.
Безоговорочное послушание
for his obedience to God.
Ты хочешь быть носителем
you
его славы?
Be the carrier of his glory?
А ты знаешь, что
you know that,
носителем
его славы, она может подвергнуть тебя смерти? To carry his glory, you know, it could put you in danger
Пророки
of being killed.
Умирали,
Prophets would die by being obedient to God. Jesus was crucified not because he did something from himself, but because he said, I don't do anything. What God did not tell me to do. Please tell me, was Jesus in the glory? Oh yes, he was in the glory. He is our example. He is our God. My dear ones, if you want to walk in his glory, to live in the anointing and the success, to live this way, that when once someone sees you, you're not there, you're in a different area, different place. So people will not be able to catch up with you, never. Because people cannot chase you. You know why? Because they have to chase God. You have to say, total obedience. My dear ones, Bible is full of men. All these anointed men.
Единственная вещь, у них много
they were connected. Yes, they had a lot of things in their lives, but what connected all of them is total obedience to God. Okay, I'm out of time now
to
talk to you about what they did and what absurd things they would do in their life, but once they would do that, the glory of God would come. Starting with Moses, God told them, let these men with this box that they're carrying, they get into the river, and it will part. Yes, we're smart now. Yes. And that didn't happen before. How can men get in the sea and the sea will part? Lord, sea part, what? Lord, you understand. I have to move by faith.
But
no, God said, get in the water. As soon as they get in the water, the water separated. Do you want to move in His glory? Then you'll do such things that people will be shocked from. First, they'll laugh at you loudly, and then they'll think, are you a God or are you a person? Paul was called God when he didn't die because he was walking in such a glory that even poison could not get him. You want to have the coolest insurance on this earth? It's His glory. If they'll kill you, that means it had to happen. Give God glory. Have you received something for yourself, church? Let's raise up.